Kenora. For many children, late August is a time of optimism and excitement as they look forward to heading back to school and catching up with friends. But for a growing number of families in Kenora and surrounding area, it's a time of uncertainty. Many are caught in a financial squeeze where supplies need to be purchased for going back to school during a time of exploding inflation, which is leaving little or no money for buying food, according to Mavis Watson, who has been the volunteer administrator of Filling the Gap Food Bank for over a decade. "We are now in the month of August and traditionally we start to get a lot of requests," said Watson. "Parents are sending their kids back to school in September and a lot of families who live on minimal income will often sacrifice meal money for school supplies and clothing for their kids. This, of course, leaves them needing food." According to newly released data from Food Banks Canada, 7 million Canadians report going hungry. 23% of Canadians report eating less than they should due to rising inflation. "This summer will be the toughest Canada's food banks have ever experienced in our 41-year history," explains Food Banks Canada's newly appointed CEO Kirsten Beardsley. "The majority of food banks in every region of Canada are already stretched to their limits, with demand expected to remain high throughout the summer months as more and more Canadians struggle to cope with rising inflation," continued Beardsley. "Typically, food banks across Canada see an easing of demand during the summer months, but according to Beardsley, food banks on the front lines are reporting no signs of slowdowns. Food banks in most regions of Canada are experiencing an influx of Canadians visiting food banks for the first time, a number that's increased by up to 25% in some regions, which we haven't seen since the first few months of the pandemic," explained Beardsley. "The biggest sign that inflation is seriously impacting hunger and food insecurity in Canada is that the reasons why people say they are coming to food banks are changing," said Beardsley. "In the past, people would turn to food banks during times of job loss or due to lower wages, but over the past 6 months, Canadians are telling us that they are running out of money for food because of rising housing, gas, energy and food costs." Watson said local requests at the food bank in Kenora have followed this trend, increasing exponentially in the last year or so, especially with the food cost increase and overall inflation. She explained that the biggest need right now is for monetary donations. "Cash gives us some much-needed flexibility," explained Watson. "With cash we are able to purchase what is needed, including perishable foods such as meat, bread, dairy and fruit. With many local gardens coming along nicely, the food bank welcomes donations of garden produce as well. But we encourage donors to focus on mainly root vegetables such as carrots, potatoes and onions, simply because they keep longer," she said. "One food item we definitely don't need any more of is Ichiban noodles. We have plenty of those, and they're not healthy to feed kids every day because they have poor nutritional value." Watson was very grateful for the many donations received during the 2021 Christmas season, but support has essentially dried up since then and those earlier donations have run out at a time when support is needed more urgently than ever with the increasing pressure of inflation. "Absolutely," emphasized Watson. "It's costing more to buy food, so financial resources run out faster. We're definitely seeing an increase in requests, especially from strangers who have never come in before." She wants supporters to know that donations are managed carefully. The Kenora Ministerial Association oversees the operation of Filling the Gap Food Bank. Referrals of names of those in need of assistance come from pastors, as well as other community leaders including RCMP Social Services, Kenora Ambulance, banks and public health. It used to be that those who receive hampers were eligible to apply again after 2 months had gone by, but this is not a hard and fast rule anymore. "We are looking at each case on an individual basis now," said Watson. "People used to be able to juggle their resources, but it's harder for them to get help now, and they come to us more often. Due to the higher cost of inflation, people are using the food bank on a more regular basis as a supplement to their income. We need to start changing the way we think about this. Instead of avoiding being a monthly store for people, we need to be fluid. It's a living contract with the community. We have to be able to adjust quickly as the needs are increasing. We appreciate any support people or groups can give us." A couple of years ago, Co-op purchased a 4-H steer and the beef filled our freezer, which was very helpful at the time. Watson said compassion for others keeps her motivated to continue to supply this service. "Christ never gave up on those in need. Unfortunately, she continues to see heartbreaking examples of how Kenora and area residents are struggling with financial pressure. People are asking for money sometimes just to put something in their gas tank to get home. One older gentleman came to us. He has an adult son with special needs who had to be brought in by ambulance due to COVID-19. His father came in with his old truck, but he had no money to drive home because he had used his last money for food the previous day. We found a way to help him get home, but we are getting more and more calls like that with the high price of fuel. We've heard from other people needing rides because they can't afford to drive for things like groceries and medical appointments. Those interested in making a donation are encouraged to phone Watson at 306-563-5315. Arrangements can be made for a pickup of a donation, or checks can be mailed to Filling the Gap Food Bank, Kenora, P.O. Box 957, Kenora, SK. S0A0L0, we need the benevolence of our fellow citizens to help those that come to us. It's becoming scarier.